It's time for a look at sports. I'm Jared Pettis on the local site. Our KFMO Classic Series rebroadcasts some of the best games from the previous sports season. And on Wednesday night, we sent you back to the NJCAA National Volleyball Tournament ninth place game when the MAC Lady Cardinals upset Eastern Arizona to finish ninth as the 14th seed in the national tournament. Next week, we stay with Mineral Area College, but for men's basketball, as the Cardinals played host to the Three Rivers Raiders back on March 7th of this year in the Region 16 championship game, the fourth meeting of the season between the pair of teams, and the Cardinals ended a region championship drought as they would later punch their ticket to the national tournament. That KFMO Classic will re-air in its entirety Wednesday at 6 on AM 1240 KFMO. Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals were in action on Wednesday night, Game 2 of the series with Atlanta. Here's the Cardinals Radio Network.
With Ricky Horton, I'm John Rooney. Last night at Truist Park in Atlanta, the Braves got three runs in the eighth inning and put some distance between themselves and the Cardinals, winning 5-1. Ricky, where did the bats go?
The bats were not there yesterday, that's for sure. Only a couple of hits. The Cardinals really couldn't handle a very tough Braves bullpen. Their starter Lopez was good. Actually, Michael McGreevy was really good for the Cardinals. Gave up two runs in six innings. That should be good enough to win most days.
The Cardinals had a run on two hits in the first inning, a double by Herrera, a base hit for Jordan Walker, and one other base runner, J.J. Weatherholt, a third inning walk, and then Braves pitchers retired the last 20 Cardinal batters.
The only other potential that the Cardinals had was a Jose Fermin fly ball to left that was potentially out of the ballpark, and a nice play by Dubon. Other than that, not a lot of balls hit hard.
Dustin May will make the start tonight as the Cardinals try to win two out of three. We'll be on the air at 5:20 Central Time.
The Cardinals remain tied with the Miami Marlins for the final wild card spot. The series wraps up tonight on B104.3, 5:20 pregame, 6:15 first pitch. And at the FIFA World Cup, the United States played in the round of 32 against Bosnia on Wednesday. Here's Tony Genualdo.
The United States is moving on to the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup.
To the deflection, Balligan scores! Flo Balligan, first to react to the deflection. He'll do the LeBron celebration. It's 1-0 U.S.
Courtesy of Fox, Flo Balligan scoring for the U.S. in the 45th minute against Bosnia and Herzegovina. The U.S. took a 1-0 lead into the half, but in the second half, Balligan was sent off with a red card after stepping on the ankle of a Bosnian player. But shorthanded, playing 10-on-11, the Americans got a cushion on a free kick from Malik Tillman in the 82nd minute. They win it 2-0 to advance. They will play Belgium on Monday night in Seattle.
Tony, thanks. And NHL free agency opened on Wednesday. The St. Louis Blues made a few acquisitions. In fact, it was a busy Wednesday for the Blues as they re-signed Jonathan Berggren to a one-year contract, bought out the last remaining year on Jonathan Drouin's contract, signed forwards Ross Johnston to a multi-year contract, and Dylan Dubé to a one-year contract. Blues general manager Alex Steen on the signings of Johnston and Dubé.
Johnston obviously brings a presence. He's an element, I think, that we haven't had here in St. Louis in a long time. That presence is both on and off the ice. He brings it in the locker room. He holds players accountable. I think it's a move that offensively we're trying to get a little bit more on the inside and create a net front presence. That's another element that he brings. And defensively, he's very organized. You know, he competes two-way on the puck, and we're looking forward to adding him. And on Dylan, Dylan came into our organization last year in December. We've gotten to know him a lot better throughout that time frame. He and his teammates down there built a foundation and a compete level that kept pushing each other and pushing the team forward. And at the end of the year, had built up a strong foundation to really push some big teams out of the playoffs. And they're showing that that gap is starting to close more and more. And we're big, big believers in that internal competition, and I think we're raising the bar on that, and we're creating a lot more of that.
Out of the Wimbledon Championships, the gentlemen's singles from Wednesday, world number one, and odds-on favorite to win the Wimbledon Championship, Jannik Sinner, a straight-set win in the second round. He will advance to the third round. Paul advances as well. He's the world number 21. The world number 31 was upset by an American. That's Brooksby in straight sets. And the world number 16, an American, was upset by an Italian in four sets. on Wednesday. Some notable matchups today on the gentleman's side. It's a matchup of Americans, Fritz and Kipson. Fritz is the world number six. And in the women's doubles, Venus and Serena Williams pair up in a first-round matchup at the women's doubles on Friday. The NASCAR Cup Series races at Chicagoland Speedway on Sunday. The green flag waves right around 5 o'clock. That's sports. I'm Jared Pettis.